from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's do it.
And now, the legendary voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky.
Onions, baby onions!
On Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Don't you dare turn the dial here, folks. Here Rocky Mountain Mama.
Rocky Mountain High?
Yeah.
Melodies pure and true, saying this is my message to you, oh you.
Oh, no!
And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, my God, my career is going right down the tubes.
Let's dance, let's party, let's boogie.
You know, we got to do something about those clips. Yeah, it's not a good look or a good sound. Anyway, this is the Swirsk, and we're on the air until 6 o'clock tonight, and we are talking sports. Prior to Cubs baseball, hey, let me hear you. I gotta tell you, the Cubs are red hot. They're 20-8 since July 31st. Where's the bud? Hey, listen, we're gonna have a good time. Alex Kuhn is on the other side of the window putting our broadcast together. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Chuck. It's always good to be here with you.
All right, so the Cubs are coming off an unbelievable road trip. And again, they didn't really play anybody, but they went 8-9, right? So that's a good thing. And they scored a bunch of runs. What, they averaged nearly like 10 runs a game?
What was the stat where they had over 12 runs for like four of seven games, and they had it for the four of the first 124 games of the season? They're on fire, Chuck.
Yes.
But is it enough? Is it going to be enough?
Hey, listen, you know what? They're 3 out right now, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at their schedule. And again, we got Cubs baseball coming up with Pat and Zach and in about 4 hours or whatnot. And we're going to talk Cubs baseball. But they got 20-8 since July 31st. They're 8-1 on the road trip coming back home. So they've got the Pirates for 3. And then they got the Yankees for 3. That's the series. If you can get – I wonder how much a ticket costs for a Yankees-Cubs game. I mean, it's got to be. Like,
I actually am thinking about going on Friday. So they're a little bit up there, but not.
Do you have the ticket, or are you going to buy a ticket?
I'm going to buy the ticket.
Okay. How do you buy a ticket? How do you go about purchasing?
I go secondary market.
You go secondary market.
That's just me. Yes.
Okay. So without getting into specifics, what type of percentage above the standard price ticket are we talking about for that game? Are we talking about 20%?
Probably.
Talking about 30%?
Like what is face value for a bleacher seat? Because that's where I'm going to be purchasing my ticket from.
Okay.
And it's about $100.
$100?
Yeah.
For a bleacher seat.
For Friday. Okay. Yeah.
For Friday. I'm just saying that one of my kids is coming in from Memphis to be with his buddies for the weekend.
You have a kid, son?
I have two.
Lives in Memphis?
One lives in Memphis.
My brother lives in Memphis. That's
Sao Paulo.
Crazy. I wonder if they know each other.
Well, anyway, he's coming in for the Yankees-Cubs series.
Okay.
And I said, TC, here's how this rolls. Like, save your money. You want to put a down payment? Seriously, I have had so many people hit me up over the last week for Cubs-Yankees tickets. I don't know anyone with the Cubs, okay?
So
it's not like I can pick up the phone and say, hey, do you have two for Saturday?
It's the age-old question where people hit you up for tickets thinking that you have a connection.
Yes. It's like when Curry or LeBron come in, they go, hey, Chuck, listen, I don't want to impose, but do you have a couple of tickets, like, mid-court for LeBron? Wait a minute. I haven't spoken to you in 7 years, and now all of a sudden you're coming out of nowhere and you want tickets for the Lakers or the Warriors? So all I'm saying is that I have been probably, I'm not exaggerating, at least 10 people over the last week have called me saying, hey, I got to get Cubs-Yankees tickets.
10 people?
Yes, and people are coming in from everywhere for this series. Because, number one, it's a weekend series, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a weekend series. Even with the kids back in school, they're going to blow off Friday anyway, right? So you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you got Rizzo coming back, and he's activated now, right? He missed like 3 months. So this whole thing is Cubs are hot, Yankees and Orioles battling it out for the American League East. I mean, it's great drama. And again, we're talking about two storied franchises in Major League Baseball. I mean, not only from the cities, Chicago, New York. You notice I never say New York, Chicago. It's always Chicago first, New York. We're not second city to New York, okay? I'm sorry. But you've got the Cubs, you got the Yankees, you got a marketing machine with the pinstripes, even though they're not going to wear pinstripes, the gray and the navy blue. But you got the Cubby pinstripes. I think it's going to be a great series, but they can't look past Pittsburgh, and they won't. There is some bad baseball teams. I mean, we got the worst team in baseball. Yeah, White Sox. But there are a lot of bad baseball teams right now in MLB. And the Cubs have seen plenty. I mean, you got Colorado coming in, right? It's at Colorado. So they go after the Yankees series. Help me out here, Alex. They go to L.A., right? And the Dodgers and that whole staff is a mess. But they still have, you know, great, great stars. But, you know.
Then to Colorado, like you were saying.
And then they go to Colorado. So, and then who else do they have?
Then home against Oakland for 3.
They can beat them.
Home against the Nats for 4.
They can. Oh, they'll definitely beat them.
And then 3 against Philadelphia and 3 against Philadelphia on the road before returning home for the final 3 games of the regular season against the Reds.
Okay. All I'm saying is, like, if the Cubs miss out, it'll be a disappointment. In my opinion, a major disappointment. And they can look at the first half of the season and point to why. And you can use injuries, you can use, you know, the hitting wasn't there, the bullpen fell apart, whatever the case may be. That series, when they got swept by Cleveland, to me, was the issue where they got beat by Cleveland. What'd they lose, like 3 games to Cleveland?
Yeah, they got swept by the Guardians. And they were winning, they were down 4-0, came back and tied it in game 1.
Yep.
And then bullpen gave the game away immediately. Right. And then next 2 games did not play well at all. And I think you're right, Chuck. You look back at that series, if they get 1 or 2 in that series,
yep,
things look completely different.
Yes. So speaking of the Cubs, Jed Hoyer, 9 a.m. tomorrow, Mully and Haw right here on 670 The Score. Jed Hoyer again, 9 a.m. tomorrow with Mully and Haw. We got Cubs baseball coming your way at 6:05. Pre-game coverage with Zach Zaidman, the voice of the DePaul Blue Demons. Have you seen early preseason Big East? What I think DePaul's picked where? Are they like picked for 40th? They've got to be. I mean,
in the Big East, probably at the bottom.
But you know what? I do like. I think they have a great coach. Great coach. I think Chris is going to do a really good job. So I think in time they'll be all right. And they got some transfers coming in. So it's not like it's the end of the world. I mean, it's been really, really bad. And I got spoiled. I did DePaul for 14 years. Aguirre, Cummings, Comegys, Strickland, Kevin Edwards, Stanley Brundy. I mean, they were some really, really good players. that came through DePaul under Ray and Joey. But you never know. Anyway, Zach's going to be calling college ball. We've got the Bulls coming up right here on 670 The Score, the first preseason game, October the 8th against Cleveland. And the big story, of course, in town will be the Chicago Bears. And you heard Robbie talk about the captains announced today, Caleb Williams, a rookie who has yet to take one snap in the National Football League. His peers have voted him as a captain on this team. How about that?
So that's the first time that a rookie has been voted as a season-long captain since the Bears started doing this in 2007.
Yeah,
isn't that great? That says a lot, doesn't it?
Yep, it says a lot about that young man. You know, and the way he handles himself is fantastic. Everything. I mean, this is a polished, mature young person, and who will handle adversity. And I think he is going to be he could be the face of Chicago sports until Cooper Flagg is a member of the Bulls.
If he's half as good as the hype surrounding him, he will definitely be the face of Chicago sports in a couple of years.
Yeah, you're talking about Caleb.
Caleb. Okay. Yes. I mean, well if Cooper Flagg.
Well, hey, listen.
Hey, that means that the Bulls didn't have a great season, Chuck. I'm just saying.
You never know.
I mean,
you never know what can happen with those, you know, the ping pong balls with the lottery.
True.
All I'm saying is, like, I have a dream. I have a vision. I have a goal that Cooper Flagg is going to be wearing a Bulls uniform. You buy that? Maybe.
I'm okay with it if it happens.
I don't know. I'm not sure you feel
it. There's a lot of bad teams in the Eastern Conference this year.
Yes, there are.
And lot of them.
That's why when people say, the Bulls, they're a lock for a high lottery pick. No.
They're not.
I've seen two preseason predictions on the Eastern Conference standings, and they've got the Bulls playing in the play-in game again against Atlanta.
I was just going to ask you, what are the odds that they're right back in the same spot?
I think there's a possibility. And so you're going to have the Bulls play Atlanta, and they're going to end up playing Miami for the eighth seed. That's my prediction. I think that's a possibility. And for the third straight year.
Three-peat?
But this time.
Back to back.
But this time, they could beat the Heat. And then I read today. What headline did I read today? Jimmy Butler interested in Brooklyn. You notice that Miami is not knocking on the door, giving him that 2-year extension. Hey, Jimmy, you know what? Here's how we roll here in Miami. If you want to get that $60 million a year deal for 2 more years on an extension, you got to be playing. Put the uniform on and play hoops on the floor. I mean, you know, sooner or later, you got to play, right?
Yes.
You can't keep playing 55, 60, 64 games.
Okay. How many more does he have in him?
Well, he's got a player option for next year, and he has a lot of miles.
He does.
And the guy has been a fantastic player, 30th player in the draft, and look at his career. He's been phenomenal. But at this stage, you know, Father Time waits for no man, and Father Time is always unbeaten. So you wonder, I mean, if I'm Miami, I'm not so sure I'm giving him that deal. I'm not sure a lot of teams are willing to give him that deal, especially in this day and age with the cap, even though the cap's going up a little bit with this TV revenue and the second apron. Not sure about that. Anyway, we're going to be talking plenty of Cubs, plenty of Bears, plenty of everything today right here on 670 The Score. Alex, do we have to take a break? We're going to take a break right now. Then we'll come back, and Jason Fitz is going to join us, and we're going to talk some college football in a moment right here on 670 The Score. This is Chuck Swirsky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a little rhythm there because you have six, and then you got the Thanksgiving game. You got six in between there, and then you got another five to end it, you know, break after the Thursday game at the end. So there is a natural rhythm to it, natural break to it. But really, you just got to micro it down to play in the first game, you know, and starting fast. That's what all the good teams do. They start fast. The teams that make it to the postseason, they start fast. You know, of course, you got to finish strong, but having a fast start is always important in the NFL.
All right, that's Coach Flus of the Chicago Bears. Bears Titans coming up on the NFL opening day weekend. And we'll have plenty of coverage right here on 670 The Score. We got Jason Fitz, who's based out of Nashville, on the line, joining us in a moment. Talk NFL, talk college football. But Alyssa Bergamini, of course, from WBBM, our sister station with Odyssey. She's handling network duties this afternoon on Labor Day. And, of course, with the Chicago Bulls as well. But she's always on top of things with the latest lines. Alyssa, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You look great with the beard.
Okay, we will bypass that opinion, but
guys,
thank you.
Chuck has an amazing beard.
You have the Bulls colors, which
I'm ready for the season.
I love the vibe with the red, white, and black. But what is the line for the Bears?
Okay, and Chuck is the one that knew this, actually, and then I double-checked. So the Bears are favored to win over the Tennessee Titans by 4.5. They are -4.5. So they are not the underdogs, which is, you know, very nice for us Chicago Bears fans. And then the over-under is set at 45.5. So I don't know. I like taking the overs just because I want to see more offense. So I'm going to maybe do, you know, an over 45.5 and the Bears to win by at least 5 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I just want to make sure that everyone listening that is really amped up for the Bears coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
That they knew that the Bears are favored.
The Bears are favored to win in week one.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a great show.
All right,
and
Alyssa,
if anyone wants to tune in to WBBM, I'll be doing the sports updates.
Yes. You can
and
flip
I'll see
back
you.
And forth.
I'll see you for bull seasons coming on up.
Yes. October the 8th, but who's counting?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Chuck.
You. Alyssa Bergamini right here on 670 The Score. All right. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So you're based in Nashville, right?
Yeah, I've 20 plus years in Nashville. Got a lot of history. Not a Titans fan, but know that organization better than most.
So, okay, so
I think it's one of the most interesting games of the weekend, honestly.
All right. Well, tell me about the Titans. I don't know that much other than they have a new coach. I really don't know a heck of a lot about the Titans.
So I think the new coach is what makes things really interesting. If you talk to people around the league, they'll tell you the first 3 weeks of the season, particularly, there's about a 20%. Growth here of new plays, things that people haven't seen in playbooks before. But when you start talking about a new coaching staff in general, that number can skyrocket. And that's where this really becomes interesting because Brian Callahan comes in as the head coach of the Titans and somebody that was with the Bengals before, but we don't really know what this offense is going to look like. What we do know is the Titans invested a ton of money at the wide receiver position. They've put some assets there. They're going to look different at the running back position. They bring in Tony Pollard, but they also have Tyjae Spears, somebody that can run the ball quickly. So they have a little bit of a thunder and lightning approach to running the ball. And they got guys that they can get the ball to on the outside. The real question is Will Levis the quarterback of the Titans? Is he a legit franchise quarterback? So the new regime elected not to look at quarterback in the draft this year. As everybody knows, it was a big draft class. They believe in Will Levis, but we'll see. So Bill Callahan, and then the other part of it, the Titans last year particularly were horrid on the offensive line. They used the draft to try and make that a little bit better. They also went out and got, you know, they got Bill Callahan, the legendary offensive line coach. So there's a lot of belief within the organization that better coaching and a small upgrade and some talent can help that offensive line be better. But the Titans are an interesting, I don't really know that most of America knows what to expect from that team at this point. So this should be a really intriguing matchup, especially against a Bears team that I think is going to be able to put up a ton of points on everybody.
Well, Will Levis has no shot because he likes mayonnaise. And anybody who loves mayonnaise really needs therapy. So that's all I'll say about Will Levis. Because didn't he do it like a commercial or something regarding his desire to have mayonnaise all the time or what?
Yeah, like he became a mayo phenomenon in college at Kentucky, and then now he has a mayonnaise perfume, or cologne, I should say, which is, I'm with you. Mayo, absolute abomination. I don't eat it on anything, so I'm with you on the mayo hate. But I will say the interesting thing about Will, if you go all the way back to his time at Kentucky, the funny thing is that Will Levis is a quarterback that at times is really good, and then at times makes the most head-scratching, why did you throw with the triple coverage throw you've ever seen in your life? I don't know if they can get rid of that tendency. It was with him his entire college career. It was with him in his rookie year with the Titans. So if he goes out and makes a couple of mistakes, you know, while he's eating mayo on the sidelines, the Bears will be eating in the end zone because they can certainly score points.
Now, what about their defense? Because I'm telling you right defense now, the Bears' offense, they're going to be bringing it Sunday. Okay, I'm just letting you know.
There's no doubt. And look, the Bears offense is going to be able to beat you a lot of ways. The defense for the Titans, they got some guys on the defensive line that are good. They're going to try and manufacture pressure that way. The back end of the defense is only okay. I think this is a decent, not great defense. By my best guess, by the end of the year, this defense is sort of right around the middle of the pack in the league. So they're going to be susceptible for sure. If they can't get after Caleb quickly, if they can't find a way to confuse some things with Caleb quickly, then they're not going to be a great matchup. That's not going to be a great matchup. The Bears are going to be able to score a lot of points.
Yep. Jason Fitz is joining us, the host for Yahoo Sports and Fox Sports, talking in NFL, college football. And again, he's based out of Nashville. So let's talk about what's going on in college football. I saw a ton of games. Last night's game, you know, it was really a good weekend for Notre Dame because not only did they beat Texas A&M, they saw Brian Kelly lose. Okay?
You're not wrong, and that's an institution like no other. Brian Kelly losing week one is something LSU fans are all too used to. They had the opportunity to win that football game, too. So if you're an LSU fan, you got to be really frustrated that came down to the wire. A couple of plays make a big difference. A great catch for USC that put them in field goal range with the targeting penalty. It's amazing how it took very little to all of a sudden turn what looked like a win into a loss. And now if you're LSU, you're scratching your head. And if you're USC, a lot of people don't realize with USC is that that team as a whole put on 1,400 pounds of bulk this offseason as a whole to try and bulk up to get ready for the Big Ten. I thought that they looked ready for it. So that was one of the sharper games defensively that we saw over the course of the weekend. So, and yes, Notre Dame very happy. Notre Dame also happy because the rest of their schedule just lays out with a bunch of soft cupcakes. So
yes.
I think Notre Dame just stamped their way into the college football playoff.
100%
with one
agree.
Win.
Absolutely book it. They are in. And I'll tell you what, here's my concern. I understand what they did with their schedule, but I think it could come back to haunt them. Because of the level of competition, when you start playing upper-level competition that they will not see for a long time, you kind of lose your edge a little bit, Jason, and that's my only concern about Notre Dame. They are loaded, okay? They are flat-out loaded, and I love their quarterback, the kid, the transfer out of Duke or the portal or NIL, whatever you want to call it. The kid's getting paid. Everyone's getting paid. Are you getting paid?
Not as much as Riley Leonard is, but he earned it. I mean, you're right, big game for him. And Riley, I think one of the most impressive parts of that is we knew that the Notre Dame offensive line was going to have some issues, and we knew that Texas A&M up front. I mean, there's some beefy boys on that Texas A&M defensive line. The fact that Riley was able to be so mobile was really key to it. It was a big part of how they were able to get things done. And you're right. I think the one thing that Notre Dame has to acknowledge and realize with the soft schedule the rest of the way is that they really need to be continually dominant, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Their defense, their secondary looked like the best in the country for a reason. I think that the committee will give them grace as long as they continue to play to that level. If they come out and they struggle week in and week out, that's going to make it much different. So you know, I agree with you that they can't slip up. I also think that they need to continue to give that landmark moment, because the one thing we don't know is what's the rest of LSU schedule going to look like. Like, the College Football Playoff Committee will consider that by the end of the year. So if LSU falls apart this year, all of a sudden that doesn't look like as good of a win. If you're Notre Dame, you really want to make sure that you keep the foot on the gas the entire season.
Well, you know what? There is one publication, and you probably are all in on Ohio State. Everyone's in on Ohio State, and they've got not only depth, but they are the depth that they have right now on the second and third units could probably be starting for a lot of high-level teams in college football. And they went out in the NIL, and they bought players from even Alabama they bought. And so this is all, you win the national championship, or this is a bust. It's an enormous amount of pressure on Ryan Day, because I'll tell you what, who's knocking on that door probably is Mike Vrabel, who the former head coach of the Tennessee Titans, a former Buckeye star. Because I'm telling you right now, if the Buckeyes should falter and they fall apart and something happens, Vrabel is like 9-1-1 away. I'm telling you that right now. I think he's their number one choice if Ryan Day goes.
Yeah, I totally agree. And Mike has never really hidden the fact that he would covet that job either. So, like, you've got a coach that has a big name recognition, that knows the program, that is an NFL guy with NFL ties, that all matters. And you've got a program that, you're right, I mean, some reports have said that they put upwards of $20 million into NIL this year alone just to try and get the players in that they wanted to try and get themselves a national championship. The hard part is for them, as good as Ohio State is, I don't think there's that huge difference between where Ohio State is and Oregon is, right? So, and then the other part of what we're going to realize through all of this is you can be dominant all day long, but in this new college football playoff structure, it's really important for everyone to think about the fact that it's all going to come down to a playoff game. So remember, it wasn't that long ago in all of our lives that the Patriots were undefeated and lost a Super Bowl to a Giants team that was a wild card. Like, you got one game. My only question for Ohio State is Will Howard going to be so good in one game that he can beat somebody like Dillon Gabriel in one game? Because Dillon is a grown man playing a college kid's game at this point. He's played 6 years of college football, right? Yes. Like, so he's seen a lot of life. So if I got one playoff game and my choice is to bank on a quarterback that's played a ton of football, or in any of these instances, a quarterback that's, you know, a year removed from a promposal, I'm going to go with the grown man that happens to be playing the position that's seen more football. So I think the playoff variable is something we have to remember. Ohio State's the most talented. They're the most expensive. They're all of these things. And that still might not buy you a national championship in the modern college football climate.
Well, the modern football climate is this, is that we aren't talking about amateur or collegiate athletics anymore. These are professional teams we're talking about. They just have the moniker of Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Notre Dame, LSU, USC, on and on and on, Georgia. I mean, they've got money, and these players are getting paid. And so, in a sense, this is, and it's always been a feeder system, college athletics, the high-end players going to the NFL draft. These players, like a Caleb Williams, got paid while they're in college. I have no problem with that. But I'm just saying now, the mindset and the landscape is, if you don't pay me, I'm leaving. So these coaches actually have to re-recruit players under their own umbrella. So if you are a player, let's say you're filling in and you're a backup tight end. Tight end goes down. You step in and have an incredible year. Well, guess what? You're looking around and you're saying, I'm a free agent. I'm entering the portal. I'm going to get paid. Well, if you're that head coach of the team with that kid, you've got to re-recruit him to stay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we should start factoring that in, too, when we analyze recruiting classes. We talk all the time, like, you know, Yahoo Sports partners with Rivals. I cover a lot of these recruiting classes, and we'll come in and say, well, you know, Georgia had the number two recruiting class in the country. We should, in my mind, start counting the recruits that you kept in the building. So there are schools now that are hiring GMs, that are schools now that are hiring people that simply scout other college players, so that, kind of like in the NFL, there are pro player scouts for the Bears. There are schools now that are hiring college player scouts to look at transfer portals just to figure out who's out there. And I was part of a high school football event in July for the top 100 players in high school football for the next two classes. And there are states like in Florida now, in high school, you can start earning name, image, likeness money. So you've got kids now that are in ninth grade that are hiring personal coaches and that are hiring personal trainers and that are working 24/7 on the craft of being quarterbacks. So You know, it's a different world now. So, yeah, these kids come in with different expectations. These kids also come in with different infrastructures. I mean, there are high school sophomores right now across the country that already have agents in place that are trying to figure out their marketing deals, that are trying to figure out monetizing. They help support their families with the football that they play. So, yeah, those are the kids that in 3 or 4 years are going to be playing at college football level. And look no further than Texas, where Arch Manning got, according to multiple reports, got the historic name, image, likeness deal at the time. And now he still had to sit behind Quinn Ewers for 2 years. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see long term how this all shakes out, because every kid's going to have to make a personal decision. Do I want to play? Do I want to get paid? Do I want to stay here and try and play for a bigger brand? Do I want to go somewhere where I can make bigger impact? Like, this is the new era of college athletics.
Jason Fitz, join us, the host of Yahoo Sports, Fox Sports. Join us. This is Chuck Swirsky right here on 670 The Score, filling in on this Labor Day. Beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous Monday afternoon in the great city of Chicago. I want to ask you about the Netflix documentary on Connor Stallions from Michigan, the guy who stole all the signs and whatnot. How do you think this is going to play out?
Now, the hard part with any of these documentaries, and look, I'll speak, I worked at ESPN for years, and still have many friends that work there. And I can say very definitively that when Manti Te'o went to ESPN and they were working on the documentary they were going to do for him, Manti insisted on having production credit and having first right of edit. They didn't give him that. And as a result, he wasn't as big a part of that. Instead, he went to Netflix, where he had first right of edit. So, you know, every time we watch one of these things, whether it's on Netflix or whether it's on ESPN or whether it's on any network, the hardest part of it is who was involved in it and what is their motive, you know? So how does it play out? Like, Connor Stallions is trying to mend his reputation every step of the way. Frankly, it just becomes sort of this name that will be associated with the wrong things in college football forever. And that's just what's going to happen. So it doesn't really matter if everybody is doing it. What matters is, did you get caught? We all learned that lesson when we were children. So he's learning that lesson as an adult and trying to rehab his image. So I don't know. I'm skeptical at best when it comes to any of these documentaries until I see who the executive producer is on any of it and figure out how they were involved in it. Cause it's just hard to believe anything. Every story is told with an angle until you know what the angle, you don't know how accurate the story is.
So where do you think Harbaugh stands in this situation? How much do you think he knew?
I think Harbaugh, to me, you can't be the leader of any team, any program, anywhere, and not have a good idea of what's going on. Like, nobody's going so rogue that they're simply doing all sorts of things that the coach doesn't know about. This is plausible deniability, which is, you know, it's like the mafia. It's what it feels like. And I've been around enough big college football programs in my life to see some of this up close and personal. Like, coaches choose to know or not know whatever they need to know or not know to keep themselves as clean as possible in the process. I will always believe that Harbaugh had a pretty darn good idea of what was going on. And if he didn't have a good idea of what was going on, then I would just simply ask the NCAA, what is lack of institutional control if it is not having people cheat and not have your head coach have any idea what's going on? Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. So either way, I think coaches have to be held accountable, because if it happens under your watch, it is your responsibility. At the end of the day, that's what, like, they always tell kids, every single kid that wears a Michigan jersey, an Ohio State jersey, a Notre Dame jersey, what do they tell them when they're going out for the break? The coaches stand in front of them and say, remember, everywhere you go, everything you do represents the logo on your chest. Make sure you represent the logo on your chest the right way, because you represent all of us. That's the message we tell kids. I don't know why we don't keep coaches to that same standard. You wear that letter on your chest when you get paid what these coaches get paid. Either you need to know or you should be fired because you didn't know, because it can't happen under your watch when you make that much money and you run that kind of a program.
You know, Jason, in closing, I've seen the documentary twice. And I'll say this. I've never met the man. I don't know the man. This guy, Connor Stallions, he is very, very smart. He is sharp. And he is very passionate regarding Michigan football. I mean, this guy was like locked in on Michigan football like none other person I have ever seen in any walk of life in one vocation. I mean, like, and he loves Michigan and would do anything for it. And it's going to be interesting to see as we navigate our way through this in the NCAA investigation and what is fact, what is fiction, how this is going to end up for a lot of parties involved. Maybe members of the current Michigan staff, maybe for Connor Stallions, maybe for Harbaugh. I don't know, but it's going to be very intriguing to see what develops.
Yeah, no doubt. And it'll be interesting to see if the NCAA continues to push as hard as they need to get all of the information with Harbaugh and the NFL. It's the other part of it. Like, it becomes easier for everybody to try and just sweep everything under the rug when the biggest name that is really, truly going to be part of this in everybody's mind is now the coach of the Chargers.
Yep. All right, Jason, listen, we'll let you go. I appreciate all your time. Thank you, and enjoy your day.
Happy Labor Day. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate you, man.
Jason Fitz, the host of Yahoo Sports, Fox Sports, talking NFL college football based out of Nashville, Tennessee, with an update on what's going on with the Tennessee Titans as well. In a moment, Mark Grody, our Bears reporter, 670 The Score. We're talking Bears football. It's 2:45 right here on 670 The Score. This is Chuck Swirsky.
We're back with Chuck Swirsky on 670 The Score.
And welcome back. We are on the air tonight until 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score. Then we have Cubs baseball, the Cubs against the Buccos. And the Cubs are red hot, coming off 8 of 9 on the road trip, 20-8 since July 31st. And they are getting it done. We'll have coverage right here on the home of the Cubs, 670 The Score. And so we have Alex Kuhn taking care of business today behind the glass, our producer and our tech. Alex, you just heard us talking about the Tennessee Titans. You know, I think the Tennessee Titans are a blip. I don't think anyone's really paying attention to them. I don't even think if you asked John Doe on the street, name me three players of the Tennessee Titans, they wouldn't be able to name them. Really, I'm serious.
They're in such a transition right now. No Derrick Henry. Like that's a guy who has just been the face of the franchise.
Absolutely.
So what are you left with? You're left with a rookie right tackle in J.C. Latham, the first round pick, who's moving from right tackle to left tackle and struggling. And like you said, the quarterback who eats a lot of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So they're a wild card that nobody is discussing at all.
See, that's why he will not succeed, because he loves mayo. He's got mayo cologne. So this past year.
Do you believe that, or was that a bit?
No,
you think he actually does that?
I think he loves mayo.
Okay.
And here's the thing. So Bill Wennington, my main man, I love Bill, but this is a fact. When he eats a hot dog, you know, number one, you can't put ketchup on a hot dog, right?
We're Chicago.
But he puts mayo on a hot dog.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
Full disclosure, I am on the board for a lot of your games.
Yes.
So we communicate, and I've heard you guys have this discussion several times about his propensity to put mayo on the hot dog.
Yes, and he does. And he uses not one but two packs of mayo on the hot dog. He smothers the hot dog with mayo. I said, Bill, I'm not sure I can work tonight. He goes, what do you mean? I said, Bill, look at this hot dog. You have ruined this hot dog. He says, Chuck, have you ever eaten a hot dog with mayo? I said, no, and I will never, ever, ever put mayo on a hot dog. But he's into it.
He is. I remember him telling the story of how he started that too.
Yes.
He's like, I grew up in a family where we didn't have a lot of money. So we had to load up our hot dog.
Yes.
We had to put as much caloric intake as possible on that hot dog.
On the hot dog. And he would put mayo on pieces of bread. And that was his sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And so my heart does go out to his family for that. Obviously, I'm not making light of that. But it's just that it was to see mayo on a hot dog, it blew my mind. I had never seen mayo on a hot dog. So I'm just letting you know. That's why the Titans are going down against the Bears.
Because their quarterback puts mayo in his coffee.
Absolutely. Mayo everywhere. That's why he is going down. That's why when the Derrick Rose draft, remember that featured Kevin Love, but it was also Kevin Love was traded on draft day for O.J. Mayo. And you see what type of career O.J. Mayo had, huh? I mean, he
because his last name was Mayo?
Yes.
So basically what you're saying, Mayo, bad.
Yes.
In all forms, names, condiments.
Anything.
On hot dogs.
They should just remove Mayo from, like, Jewel Osco. Anyway, so what do we got coming up next hour?
We've got Mark Grody coming up with a Bears report. a Labor Day Bears report.
A Labor Day Bears report. Speaking
in just
of that,
a few minutes.
Speaking of the Bears, you can tune in starting at 5:30 tomorrow morning. Mullion Hall will be getting you set for the start of the Bears season this Sunday. Score will have in-depth coverage for all week-long coverage, week one matchup against the Titans. And you heard from Alyssa Bergamini, who's always on top. I'm not a guy who bets. I'm not gambler. I'm not any of that stuff. And I'm not judgmental. If you want to do it, that's your money. You can do it as long as you like think clearly and make sure that you have the coin to do that. You don't get addicted. But so Alyssa, though, knows everything about lines and who's favored. This guy's, you know, over and under in this team and how many points. And so apparently it's the Bears by 4.5, right?
Yes, that's the line.
Well, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be by more than 4.5.
So you're taking the Bears.
I'm not taking anything. I'm taking the Bears to win. I'm taking the Bears to win 10 or 11 games. I'm just saying in the opener, I think the Bears are going to demolish the Titans.
I hope you're right.
Oh, I am right.
Because if you are right, that Bears victory Monday is going to be something else right here on the Score.
And by the way, I'm doing a midnight to 5 a.m. show.
Exactly.
Are you working that shift?
I am not working that
Thank
shift,
you very
but I'm
much.
Going to be... I'm going to be tuning in.
Who works that shift? Who gets assigned to work midnight to 5?
That I don't know yet, but I'll have to check.
Down the aisle from us? Down the...
No, it'll be somebody that we know. Maybe Tyler Farring. One of the Tylers, or probably Tyler.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I'm
because
just
that's a tough
guessing
shift
at this point.
But it's a fun shift. But I'm just saying that I think the Bears are going to win by at least 10 points.
Chuck's picks.
Yep.
Right here.
Yep.
On the Score.
I mean, you look at who's lining up for the Bears on offense against just an average defensive ball club in Tennessee at best. No, it's all Bears. What's the weather supposed to be like? I mean, it's supposed to be beautiful, right? Usually is the first, 4 to 6 weeks of the season, and then it starts taking a turn maybe third week in October. But
it looks like, as of right now, partly cloudy, mid-60s on Sunday.
Mid-60s?
Mid to upper 60s.
Okay, I can live with that.
So a little fall weather out of the gate.
Yeah, a little fall. That's all right. All right, well, anyway, we've got Bears coverage coming up in a moment. Mark Brody right here on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you.
no punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.